There was some buzz about it, some teachers talking about it and discussing it, and of course...
Farrah Donaldson teaches English and history at Wakulla High School. He's halfway through his first year as a full-time teacher after having served as a teacher's assistant for the past 2 years. And as a TA, he says he got to work with a lot of teachers and saw firsthand how much of their own money they have to invest into their classrooms. Now he finds himself doing similar things for his students.
There are certain allotments for classrooms, but usually it doesn't go as far as maybe it should. If I see something that will help my students, I think will help the classroom, so I will just pick it up. Sometimes you can be reimbursed for that, and other times it's just not really a big deal because it's for the students, and that's what's really important.
But those odds and ends add up, and teachers, like other state employees, are dealing with smaller paychecks as a result of new pension contribution requirements, in addition to the expiration of federal payroll breaks. Many haven't gotten raises in several years, so Governor Rick Scott's proposal for an across-the-board $2,500 pay raise for full-time educators is being greeted with enthusiasm from those like Donaldson.
It's pretty good news. It's always exciting to get any kind of pay raise.
The governor estimates it would cost the state about $480 million. Scott, who strongly supported a bill passed 2 years ago tying teacher pay to student performance, says he still believes in merit pay. But he also thinks the right thing to do now is give teachers a salary boost.
I believe in merit pay. I believe in measurement. I believe in accountability. And we're going to continue to work on that. But right now, the right thing to do is an across-the-board pay raise for all of our full-time teachers.
During his first year in office, Scott oversaw the passage of a law abolishing tenure for new teachers and tying their evaluations to student performance. Those evaluations will determine whether teachers keep their jobs and how much money they'll make. Lawmakers cut the education budget by $1 billion. But after an outcry from the public over the education cuts, last year Scott urged lawmakers to put the money back, which they did. And he's been reaching out to teachers and their unions to get feedback on the state's botched rollout of the evaluations and ways to help schools improve. Some have questioned whether the governor's support of public school teachers is aimed at boosting his low approval ratings and gaining teacher support ahead of his 2014 reelection bid.
Governor Scott has a daughter who's a teacher, and her teaching background has been with students who sometimes are very difficult to deal with, students who have disabilities of one kind or another. I think he comes at his feelings about education honestly.
Senate President Don Gates dismisses the notion that Scott is making a political move. In 2014, the governor could face former Governor Charlie Crist, now a Democrat who bucked his former Republican Party when he vetoed a Senate proposal that tied teacher pay to student performance and banned tenure. In doing so, Crist angered Republicans but won applause and support from teachers and their union during his failed congressional bid. Again, Speaker Gates.
Well, the governor hasn't talked to me about his plan or his motives. But Charlie Crist is a politician whose idea of a moral compass is a wet finger in the wind. So I don't think Governor Scott is that kind of a person.
The proposed teacher pay raises are also getting a thumbs up from the state's largest teachers union, the Florida Education Association. Union President Andy Ford says he's cautiously optimistic about the governor's proposal.
We're starting from behind, so this is a good step. It is in the right direction. I applaud the governor for recognizing the fact that we have to invest in schools and the people who work in them in order to be able to create the workforce that this state needs for the future.
But Scott's proposed teacher raises could face some challenges in the House.
There are some wonderful teachers out there that we believe should be recognized, and we created a payment system in Senate Bill 736 that does that.
House Speaker Will Weatherford says he's more supportive of a pay raise tied to teacher performance.
And I just think that should be a part of the conversation, but we are very happy that the governor is prioritizing education funding. We look forward to working with him on it.
When the state passed the merit pay legislation 2 years ago, it failed to fund the merit pay part of the law. Meanwhile, other state employees could also see salary increases. It's been about 6 years since they've had a raise, and support for some kind of boost is growing, although lawmakers disagree on whether all or a few state employees should be eligible for it. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.